Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Hartman, Carter, Cook, I am back from Moscow. Carter, I am loaded up with the new vaccine. I'm as safe as anybody can be. Take that, Michael Osterholm. I trust Vlad Putin and his scientists. I am now inoculated. I can't get a single disease. What do you think about that, comrade?
Good luck to you.
And why are you glowing?
I'm more than glowing. I'm on fire, Parsley. How'd you like to get that phone call from the health department at the Kremlin that you're going to be one of the individuals are going to sample this on? Feeling good about that, Adam? You get that tap on the shoulder? Come on over here.
Well, we talked about, you know, percentages of people who would get the vaccine, and now insert percentages of people getting a Russian vaccine. I think that drops the number dramatically.
0 to 100%. No one would take the Russian vaccine today. 100% would take the Russian vaccine in the United States of America. Daniel John Cook.
Close. It's James, but you're in the ballpark.
Let's go with John anyway.
Why not?
Let's go with John. John's better name than James. You're out. James.
No,
who's James?
True. Oh, why would you say that?
James. It's too many. Jimmy. It's, I mean, Jim. Jimbo. I mean, come on, pick
one. Yeah, that's
one.
Tough.
Let's go.
That's difficult.
You know, John is John. I guess John's Jonathan, but that's come on.
Or in Jonathan or Jack one. Or, yeah. I mean.
Why is John Jack?
I don't know.
Carter?
I've never understood that one either.
Yeah.
It took me 15 years to figure out, why do they keep calling John F. Kennedy Jack?
Who's his brother Jack that we don't hear about? Jack Kennedy sound. Does Jack Kennedy sound like more like a president than John Kennedy?
John F. Kennedy sounds very
Kennedy is very presidential. Yeah,
that's very presidential.
Very hip, you know, like Jack Kennedy.
Jack Kennedy was the guy hanging with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
hanging with Marilyn Monroe.
You know, I mean,
we're on CCO. Is that what you're saying?
Take that however you want.
0 to 100%. How many of our fellow American citizens, percentage wise, would take the Russian meds, Dan Cook?
Is Jesse Ventura still a Russian or still an American citizen at this point? Because he might take it.
I think it will for sure.
He might.
RT.
I'm talking 2% maybe. I mean, there'll be
2%.
Yeah, there'd be some wackos out there.
2%. Adam Carter, 2%. Where are you?
Sadly, I'm going to go a little higher. 5%.
I'm going to go even higher. I'm going to go about 9% would take the Russian vaccine. Here's my next question. Will Donald Trump, before the day is out, tout the Russian vaccine?
No. That's a bridge a little too far, I'm going to say.
I can see I can see him doing the, well, we'll have to see. You know, we'll have to see how it works out. You know, we'll see, maybe, you know, we don't
yeah, do that routine. Totally. That, you know, I don't know anything about it at this point.
I'm not 100% convinced, but I think you guys have nailed it. Does he have a press conference today? I don't know. I kind of lost track how often he's doing on the afternoon ones now. We got good stuff today. Let's start with Kamala Harris. I told you guys all along she'd be the vice presidential nominee. Obviously, at one point, I was very high on Senator Harris for a year plus. I said she would be Donald Trump's opponent in 2020. And after the first debate, when for that night, before she backpedaled the next day, when she went strong at him about where he stands now compared to the 70s on busing and who was he aligned with, I was feeling good that day. That was the peak of her presidential campaign. She skyrocketed in numbers, and then she really never had another moment. And again, somebody's going to hear this, go, oh, of course, Fox News, Fox News. Yes, this again is the network that has Tucker and Ingram and Hannity. But Bret Baier would fit in at CNN, at MSNBC, at CBS. He's a straight down the line reporter, in my view. And he points out, Senator Harris got out of the presidential campaign December 3rd, 2019. She didn't make it to Christmas. That's 2 months before the Iowa caucus. She got out because she was not considered a good campaigner, and she didn't raise any money. Now, to hear some of the media say that she's done an amazing job as a retail campaigner, and she has this magnetism. She's magnetic, but what am I with ism here? Why am I getting this wrong?
Magnetism.
Help me.
Magneticism.
Magnetism,
that doesn't even sound right.
Well, magnetism. Three of us now don't know. This is great.
Yeah.
Sure.
All we do is
we're
talk
on CCO.
I mean, who cares, right?
I could be having a stroke. You might need to help me. That drew people to her. I just disregards how the campaign.
Magnetism.
Magnetism. Thank
magnetism.
You.
Magnetism.
Magnetism. He's right. Because I thought she was going to be just a star, that she was smart, that she was successful, that she was a center-left person, that she wasn't further left, that she could appeal to a cross-section of voters. And then after that first debate, it's like, whoa, she is ready for prime time. And then she vanished. So convince me, American public, that this selection is going to matter more than most vice presidential selections. It is historic. It is about bleeping time. So let's acknowledge that. We should have had a female president decades and decades and decades ago. It's a joke. This shouldn't be the first, you know, person of color on the ticket. That's ridiculous. And she's probably the safest pick. But why will she matter in the general election? And when a lot of people are touting her, and including me just saying that she's safe, are we wrong considering how, because of her success in California, because of her skill as an attorney general, as a prosecutor, as someone who could ask very difficult questions as a senator, who seemed very comfortable in interviews. And a lot of us thought she'd be really good and then vanished. Are we touting the selection too much? I want to hear what Adam and Dan have to say. I'll talk more about it. And you can chime in also. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, and Dan, some middle name Cook, here on CCO. To Russia is moments away. We're going back to the digital platforms, too. WCCO Radio on Twitter and Facebook. You can see us with the video presentation. I'll be a part of it. Carter will be a part of it. To Russia will be a part of it. Who knows? Dan might run down to the newsroom, make a cameo. All that's coming up at about 12:35, Playing Politics, the Star Tribune editorial board. I'm sure the Harris selection will come up. We'll spend a little more time on what's happening locally, including Ilhan Omar crushing Anton Melton Mukes in a highly discuss race, in a contentious race, in a financially well-spent race, but not a close race. Representative Omar easily wins. Daniel Moraine covered Kamala Harris for a long time in California for a couple different outlets. Daniel's going to join us at 205. Chip Scoggins on many things sports, mainly college football and how they waffled and took a rather interesting path before the Big Ten said, we're done. Pac-10 said, we're done. Some other conferences aren't saying the same thing. Adam, you always should pick someone who is capable of, if the horrific happens and the president dies, that that person can assume the office. That always should be the number one. I think there's one time recently where it stood out where you wondered if that was the reason why versus I'm losing by so much, I have to do something different, and that's John McCain with Sarah Palin. I have an endless reservoir of respect for the amazing man that John McCain was. That was a pick John McCain was convinced to go along with. And for about 3 weeks, including in St. Paul, looked like a great pick, but then Sarah started talking to us, and we realized she was not qualified to be the president of the United States. When you're a district attorney in San Francisco, when you're the attorney general of the state of California, when you're a senator from California, when you've run in a presidential campaign, you have the credentials. I guess we never really know if you're qualified to be president in total until you assume the office. But compared to many, many other selections, Harris, let's go with the cliche, checks a lot of boxes. Absolutely, a female should be more prominent on many of these campaigns. And as we said before, a person of color should have been a part of this a long time ago. In this era of what is taking place, with a greater light on racism, a greater light on what has happened all across the country, whether it's in big cities where we live or other areas, and what continues to happen with education, with interactions with police, with everyday interactions, and how it's different for a black man or woman, Hispanic, and many other people of color compared to white, it certainly makes sense. I am still very skeptical, Adam, that this is going to be meaningful in a significant way for the general election. It is meaningful for all the reasons I've said already. But I'm now going to say, when we're talking about votes that are further secured, votes that get people who normally wouldn't vote, they will vote, votes that now get somebody to switch positions, it matters today. It mattered yesterday. It'll matter the VP debate. There'll be a couple other days when, for whatever reason, Senator Harris will be in the news. But is this one that's really on Election Day, November 3rd, going to change more voters than your typical year? What do you think? I don't think so.
No, I think, and especially from this, and especially in this year, I don't think it matters because reasons 1, 2, and 3 are Donald Trump, Donald Trump, and Donald Trump.
Correct. 100% agree.
That's why.
Dan, it is all about the incumbent. And many times it's all about the incumbent. What has he done? And it's only he so far. That should have changed a long time ago. But this year is even more so because what an enormous personality the guy is. Love him, detest him, embrace him. He's the greatest, all that leading up to him. And then this year, with COVID, with the economy, and who do you trust for the next 4 years? And whether what Trump did in the first 3 years and then how Trump has handled this is the storyline. Again, I'll say it again. At best to me, Joe Biden is a mediocre candidate at best. But it's still Trump, Trump that is going to decide this race. You want to disagree or agree?
Well, I mean, I agree. I guess what I would say is where this pick is maybe slightly, and I'm very, very slightly, different than most VP picks, is because Joe Biden's all but said at this point, I'm a one-term guy, that I'll go the one term, and then essentially, so whoever is going to run with him this time, should Biden win, is your presumptive nominee, or your, I mean, you're certainly a shoo-in for the Democratic nomination, right, for 2024. And so having somebody that Democrats, your Democratic base is comfortable with moving into that role 4 years from now, I think does make a small amount of difference as compared to your average VP pick. But you guys are right. The Trumpness of it all blows anything else out of the water. That's going to be the focus. That's what's going to decide most minds. I think this pick might make Democrats slightly more comfortable.
Sorry about that. Do you think we've decided that Biden is a one-term? Because he has never said that. I think that's us looking in him, looking how he struggles more now than he ever has, and Joe Biden has been a foot-in-the-mouth person his entire political career. Now, at times, it's a frailness. It's a forgetfulness. It's a sharpness. This is coming from the mouth of someone who won't give a second's thought of voting for Donald Trump. But if you watch Joe Biden in 2020 compared to Joe Biden, and let's just go 2012, I'm sorry, he's not quite the same person. And you might take quite out of that. So I think we're making the assumption that he's a one-term person. He's run three times, Dan. I don't think he looks at himself as a one-term person.
What about the quote that you keep hearing where he says he's a transitional candidate? You don't think that applies to that idea?
What do you think, Adam? Do you think Biden himself thinks he's just a one-term person? Because I think we're affixing that onto him, not him.
Yeah, but I've got that same feeling. But I guess, yes, if you're asking me what's my evidence on that, I guess I don't really have any. But that is my belief, too. I don't know. I mean, yeah, until he says something more substantial, I guess there's no proof of that. But I agree 100% with Dan. I think that is the case.
I don't think he's going to say anything formally. Do you guys believe that'll happen before the election?
Well, he may not have a choice come debate time, right? I mean, if somebody's going to try to pin him down on it. Voluntarily?
I think he'll say, yeah. If someone asks him, I think he'll say no. Somebody's raising their text. Will Harris's prosecution record be looked at the same as Amy's record was? Way more. I mean, not even close. And it already has. Go to this new invention called Google. There are endless stories about Harris and what she did in San Francisco and what she did in California on some cases, including what she felt like was as attorney general, living up to her role as the attorney general in upholding the death penalty. And this idea that she is going to be loved by the defund the police crowd. No. She has, during the campaign, her brief campaign, and even since, moved left. Joe Biden, during the campaign, and since, has moved left. This is normally the time, Adam, when the candidate who's running against the incumbent, or if there's two, they're moving towards the center. There's no chance Trump is moving towards the center. He's all about his base. Every second of the day is two things. How does it benefit him, and how does it benefit that core 40-what% who stay with him no matter what? So do you see any signs that there's going to be anything appealing to the folks who really don't want either candidate at this point?
No.
Yeah. I don't either. That's what leaves me shaking my head about that these are two choices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.